The governor's compromise relaxes a ban against sending water from a community inside the Great Lakes Basin to a neighboring community just outside it. Republican Assemblyman Don Frisky of Merrill says the ban was a problem for him because his district straddles the line.
Part of my district is outside, part of it is in. Under the compact, I would not be able to transfer water from one part to the other, even if the water coming from the basin was returned in whole after it had been purified.
The ban was also opposed by Republicans in Waukesha County, who want to use Lake Michigan to solve their water quality problems. Assemblyman Louis Malepsky of Stevens Point, a Democrat, thinks they have a point.
We really want Waukesha to have good water, New Berlin to have good water, because they have radium in their water. I want those communities to thrive. 70% of the economic dollars come out of that area.
The compact involves 8 states and 2 Canadian provinces, and Malepsky says approval is urgent. He says he's seen plans for a pipeline that would draw water from the Great Lakes and send it to the arid Southwest.
This is a multi-state compact, 2 countries, that gives us the opportunity to protect our Great Lakes, protect 23 million Americans that use it for drinking water.
Malepsky says most of the Democrats will vote for the compromise. Frisky says so will most of the Republicans.
I anticipate that it'll be passed, and probably the vast majority of people will vote for it.
Wisconsin is one of 4 Great Lakes states that have not yet approved the compact. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.